sometimes when people appreciate us, our ego makes us proud, and then we do surveys, our ego will push us to do surveys. It will be difficult to unhear the dictations of ego and still serve genuinely for Krishna. So how to be humble in this situation? Yeah, it's possible that sometimes while doing services, we may be appreciated for doing the services. And then we may feel that may make me proud. If I do some service, if I do it well, I get praise, I'll become proud. Actually speaking, to think that I will become proud is itself pride. Because I'm assuming I'm not proud right now. So actually, it's not that, you know, we will become proud. We always have pride. We always have pride, but most of the time, we don't have reason to express that pride. So, I already think I am a great person, but I don't have any evidence to show that I am great. So, when I do something special, then I get that evidence. So, the pride is always there inside, but it is not expressed at that time. So, when we do something, it is not that we become proud, it is rather the pride that is hidden that becomes expressed. So, it's not that by doing service, we will become proud, or not, neither, it is not necessary that by doing service we will become proud, nor is it necessary that by not doing good service we will be able to avoid pride. That pride is already there. And quite often, if we are capable of doing something nicely, and if we don't do it, then whoever else does it, the pride that is there within us, that comes off in an ugly way as envy. If I can sing nicely but I don't sing, and then somebody else sings nicely, and yes, just see how proud they are, how proud he is, how proud she is. So what has happened, that our pride, it's not expressed directly, but is expressed in a negative way as envy. That's why not doing service well, when we have the capacity to do it well, that is not the cure for pride. The cure for pride is not suppression of talent. The cure for pride is purification of intent. Purification of intent means, why am I doing this service? Initially, I may do that service because I like to be praised by others. I sing nicely, and then I think, you know, how many people will come and appreciate me for my singing? But that's okay. You know, if we start our service initially, we all need some appreciation. We all need some encouragement. So once there was a devotee who was a very good mridanga player, and he was playing mridanga, and Prabhupada came at that time to temple, and Prabhupada took darshan and he was going out, and he said, your kirtan, Prabhupada told him, tapped him on his head, and he said, your kirtan is very nice. And then he thought, this is probably the only opportunity I'll get from my spiritual master. So he confessed, he shared his heart. He said, Prabhupada, sometimes I feel proud. And Prabhupada just tapped him on the head. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Now we may say pride is, you know, it's a demoniac quality. It is, how can Prabhupada say what's wrong with that? So actually the point is, see, we all have some pride within us. And that pride needs some expression. So we want some respect. We want some recognition. And if we don't get it in devotee circle, we will seek it in non-devotee circle. And when we seek that recognition, respect, and we seek the fulfillment of pride in non-devotee circle, then for getting that, we will have to do non-devotional things. Whereas if we seek respect or recognition, we try to fulfill that longing for pride within devotee circle, that at least will make us do the right thing. So, if I fast on Ekadashi, then maybe I fast Nirjal on Ekadashi, and I say, you're such an austere devotee. I feel good, you know. So actually, I'm fasting. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki. So especially now I'm fasting, but you know, my ego is feasting. I'm thinking I'm so good. Especially now, what if I do? If I fast on Ekadashi and then I go to the prasadamul and see who all is eating what. They're all sense gratifiers. I am self-controlled. Then that is really ego. But if we should not just parade what we are doing to everyone. But if we are appreciated, you know, okay, yes, this devotee is fasting. And if that makes us do the fasting, at least we're doing fasting. If I go to non-devotee circles and I want to be appreciated, they will say, I drink five bottles of beer. No, I'll drink 10 bottles. And we'll do that for getting appreciation. Just giving an extreme example. But the point is that pride can also be used in devotional service. That sometimes the desire for honor, the desire for respect, that makes us act respectively. Now the problem comes when that is the only motive for respectable action. So I fast when everybody is seeing. In front of them I am fasting. But as soon as I am privately in my room, I eat. So I am not really doing it for purification. I am doing it simply for a show. Then it becomes a problem. But generally if we are practicing sadhana bhakti, we are hearing the philosophy, then there is both. We want to please Krishna, we want to become purified, and we also want some respect from others. So now what happens? If we keep practicing bhakti sincerely, over a period of time, we will notice that actually whatever pleasure I get when I am praised by others, that pleasure is temporary. But if I absorb myself in Krishna, that pleasure lasts much more. And then that pleasure, when it lasts much more, then I realize, why am I bothering about this? So, when I initially started giving classes, maybe 10-15 years ago, so at that time, like everyone else, I was very self-conscious. So after every class, I would wonder, who is going to come and appreciate my class? Who is not going to appreciate my class? And then, so what would happen? So after once I gave a class, and I thought I had prepared the class very nicely. I thought this was probably the best class I have given in my life. And after that class, not one person came and appreciated. And then I was feeling so dissatisfied at that time. And then it suddenly struck me that actually, when I was speaking the class, I was happy. But now after the class is over, I am miserable. So what that means is, speaking about Krishna is joyful. But when I speak about Krishna with the expectation that I will be praised for that, and I don't get the praise, I become dissatisfied. So comparatively speaking, even if I am praised for doing some service, how long is that praise going to last? How much satisfaction I am going to get from that? But if I become absorbed in the service of Krishna, that absorption itself will give satisfaction. So, but this realization will not come if we don't do the service at all. If we do the service, it is, what happens is, the service is what connects us with Krishna. So, that connection with Krishna will gradually give us taste of a higher happiness than the pleasure that comes from praise. Than the pleasure of pride. And only when we experience a happiness higher than the pleasure promised by pride, then we will be able to give up the pleasure promised by pride. That's why we need to serve Krishna whatever happens. And while serving Krishna, we try to purify our intent. That means if I am doing any service, I don't constantly think, who is going to notice my service, who is going to praise me for my service. Yes, we do need some human appreciation. That's a normal need. But we don't make that the sole purpose of doing our service. And by that, gradually, as our intent becomes purified, we will become enthusiastic in service of Krishna, and that higher taste coming from absorption in Krishna will truly remove pride. So if we find that while doing service also we are getting repeatedly dissatisfied, we are expecting to be praised and we are not getting praised, then we can do a course correction. That means maybe I am doing this service too much for external motives. So quite often if we are praised, we share the credit with others. We tell others, you know, this devotee also helped me, this devotee guided me, we share the credit, we don't take the credit ourselves. So while doing service, we can use various means to protect ourselves from the ego. That is, give the credit to others. You know, remember that sometimes we do our service very nicely, but sometimes, you know, even if we are good at a particular field, we are not able to do the service nicely. So we all know, that means actually I understand, I'm not the only doer. I'm not the only doer. So when we understand that, we can become more humble. So it is not that by not doing service we'll ever become humble. It is by doing service, gradually we'll get a taste higher than pride, and that's how we'll develop humility. And if while doing service, we are becoming obnoxious, we are becoming very proud. Like say if somebody sings very nicely, and whoever is singing, you know, in a temple situation, there are different devotees who sing. Not everybody is a good singer. But everybody gets a point to sing. So if somebody is a very good, some devotee is a very good singer, and that devotee starts saying, everybody else is faulty. So I only will sing and no one else will sing. And then senior devotees will tell, this is not proper. You know, this is becoming too much. So sometimes if some senior devotees specifically tell us, this service is making you too proud, better you avoid this service. Then that is okay. Then we might stop that service or do that service in a less visible way. But in general, as a matter of principle, you know, giving up service is not a solution for pride. It is service alone that is a solution to pride. That is the cure for pride.